Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. TNCs apply.
You know, over the years, I've seen it all. So now, I'm sharing it all. Join me for Unfiltered Talks with the names you love on my new podcast, On Par with Maury Povich. Follow and listen to On Par wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the LA Local Morning Update, keeping you caught up with the latest from KNX News. Check back this afternoon for the LA Local's full daily briefing on what you need to know in SoCal.
Bit of a loaded question here. Has 2024 been a good year, maybe, or a kind year for you?
Yeah, you think?
All right. Well, one of this year.
No worse than any of the others.
Well, one of this year's road parade floats is trying something a bit new. It's encouraging people to take a kindness pledge. Let's connect now live with our Craig Figner. He is in Pasadena. Craig, good morning.
Well, good morning. I am outside the float for the Boys and Girls Club, where the theme is kindness is free. And I'm talking with Scott. Now, are you able to hear us? Yes, no?
Yes, I
am. Okay, you are. Good. Just making sure, because what we're doing here is we're bringing everybody in together. So Larry, Mike, me, Craig, and Scott, we're able to talk about the unique feature of this float. Okay, Boys and Girls Club, everybody knows about that. But kindness is free is the message, and you want people to do something with it.
Yes, so kindness is free is a unique to our Boys and Girls Club of the West San Gabriel Valley and Eastside. And what we're hoping to do or accomplish with this float is to have everyone take the kindness pledge, learn more about us, and to be kind to each other.
Okay, so when this float begins to roll down Colorado Boulevard New Year's morning, the kindness pledge is what you want people to be aware of, in addition to the Boys and Girls Club. But tell me a little bit about the pledge and what things people can do. And Mike and Larry, you know, listen up now. We're going to be asked
Is this holding more doors open for people? Or bringing baked goods in, or like, what am I doing?
Everyone take the pledge. If you guys go to kindnessisfree.org or visit us at kindnessisfree.org on Instagram, we will. You guys can learn more about the pledge and about what we do.
Tell me about the pledge. Like, what we need to do.
So the pledge is what we do at the very ground level. So what we go to clubs or schools, and we have kids stand up, raise their right hand, and then take this pledge, which is three things, in front of their peers, in front of staff, and it has a kind of an accountability factor. So they know that they've all taken the promise and the pledge with each other. And
so give me the.
Okay, sure.
I went to the website.
You guys all want to do with me? It's simple. All you have to do is raise your right hand, and I'll trust you guys are doing it.
They're up right now.
So repeat after me. Okay, thank you. I pledge to show respect to others.
I pledge to show respect to others.
I pledge to treat others as I wish to be treated. Others.
Totally going
to
do that. Treat them the way they want to be treated.
As I wish to be treated.
Yeah, that one too.
So I pledge to treat others as I wish to be treated.
I pledge to treat others the way I wish to be treated.
Yep. Thank you. And then the last one is, I pledge to be compassionate.
Give me an example of a way we can put this in, like, real day use today.
Sure.
Being kind to others.
Absolutely. So what you can do is simply saying hi to someone, checking in on someone, saying hello, saying how are you. For us adults, I think a good example in Los Angeles is, you know, we're all driving a lot. If you're on the freeway and someone's trying to merge in, maybe just let them in, you know, just, and then if that might change their day and they might be inspired to let someone else in, and then so on and so on. And then hopefully we have a better place to live.
All right. Mike and Larry, are these, you know, some of the things you think you can put into practice?
That last one, if we could do a little more like the courtesy wave thing, that would change the world.
Exactly. And you know, something I do sometimes, even just on the street, I'll just smile at somebody, and that goes a long, long way as well.
Yeah, exactly. You know, a nice, kind look. I just want to ask you, Scott, for you, when people see this float, do you feel like it does deliver that message and that it holds, maybe not through the year, but at least for some amount of time?
Yes, definitely. So our float, once you guys see it in person, it is actually a couple kind act. And there's a family of birds that are actually seeing these kind acts. And then they're inspired and they're happy and joyful, and it's the best day ever for them.
All right. Well, thank you for talking with us live on KNX and, you know, bringing everybody into this. So now we all have a little bit of a goal for the new year, especially New Year's morning when we see this one of 16 floats under construction here in Pasadena. And I don't know if you're still hearing those birds in the background. They're waiting for all of us to clear
breakfast
out so they can start raiding
the
seats.
They can swoop on down. All right. Craig Figner out there. So let's talk about the shopping. You get something that you maybe want to take back to the store. It's not super perfect for you. Let's talk about returns. Retail analyst Bert Flickinger with Strategic Resource Group says a lot of stores have changed those return policies over the years, so you might get hit with a restocking fee now.
The median loss on every returned item is $35. And when you consider that 80% of all the merchandise sold is below $30. It's a total loser for retailers. Internet returns will be one out of every five purchases this year, so even tougher. So the stores are understandably tightening the window to 15 days to 30 days and asking for full receipts and receipts to exchange merchandise rather than cash.
He says a big reason for the policy changes is fraud. He says some people look to scam the stores in different ways. The stores are catching on to it. Says best time to return something in person is during the week. In the morning, stores generally aren't as crowded.
Man has been rescued after driving off a steep mountain in Malibu. Happened overnight. LA County firefighters say they got a call about a brush fire around 1:15 this morning near Mulholland and Stunt Road. Fire department spokesperson telling KCAL News when they got there, they heard a guy calling for help.
So as the crews were making their way down the hill, they said that they could hear a voice from a civilian.
Well, conditions made tough by some thick brush in that area. When they did finally get to him, they said that vehicle was on fire. Helped him walk back up the hill. Paramedics had him checked out. He had some minor injuries, was taken to the hospital just as a precaution. That fire burned about an acre. It is completely out now. CHP looking into how all this happened.
Disturbing discovery found on a United plane. CBS correspondent Jerika Duncan says the police are still trying to figure it out.
Officials in Hawaii are investigating the discovery of a dead body found in the wheel well of a United Airlines Boeing 787. The jet had flown from Chicago to Maui on Christmas Eve. How the body got there remains a mystery. United said the wheel well is only accessible from the outside.
FlightAware shows the plane went from Brazil to Chicago, then about 4.5 hours of layover. Plane was leaving O'Hare with that direct flight to Maui.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer.
SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait. There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored.
I want to tell you about a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore. It's about interesting family stories and the truth behind them. It's available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
Three people shot and another stabbed at Phoenix Sky Harbor International Airport. Happened during a dispute on Christmas night. Here's David Caltabiano.
Police say the shooting happened after a fight at a restaurant in Terminal 4. Important to note, this is outside of the security checkpoint. Now, a little later after that shooting, someone who was stabbed and a girl under the age of 18 were discovered in the parking garage a short time later. They were both detained.
Yeah, police say the four victims taken to a hospital. One who was shot is in critical condition, while two others with gunshot wounds and the stabbing victim expected to be okay.
USDA says the bird flu outbreaks and also fires have caused the loss of nearly 40 million chickens in a dozen states, including California, specifically here, 7 million since January. This comes as the health officials confirmed the first person with the bird flu in LA County earlier this week. Health department says the worker was exposed to infected livestock. 37 confirmed cases of the bird flu in people here in California. That's three more in less than a week.
President Biden quietly concluding his term, preparing to leave the White House with little fanfare. The Hill reporting Democrats say they're eager to turn the page on a poor year marked by significant losses, the biggest being defeated by President-elect Trump. In the last month, Biden has focused on foreign policy. He's pardoned his son and commuted the sentences of 37 people on death row. And meanwhile, Trump has picked his second cabinet and delivered a press conference outlining his priorities at his Mar-a-Lago mansion in Florida. Lobbyists telling The Hill, among Democrats, nobody's looking forward to Trump being president, but everybody's ready for the Biden presidency to end.
Do you need a break? A lot of Americans looking for a break from political news following the presidential race.
About two-thirds of U.S. adults who responded to a poll by the Associated Press and the NORC Center for Public Affairs Research say they've recently felt the need to limit media consumption about politics and government abuse because of overload. It was an intense presidential election campaign, and many people are looking for a break from political news. About 7 in 10 Democrats who responded to the polls say they're stepping back from political news, and 6 in 10 Republicans said the same. The Nielsen Company says after election night through December 13th, primetime viewership on MSNBC was down 54% from the pre-election audience this year, and CNN's viewership was down 45% during that period. But for Fox News Channel, a favorite news network for Trump fans, post-election viewing was up 13%. I'm Donna Warder.
Admission and financial aid deadlines closing in fast for college students and universities nationwide. David Welch reports winter break, a crucial time for many students.
Some early applicants have already received their decisions, but for the vast majority of college-bound students, December is crunch time. Erica Hernandez is a college admissions consultant. She advises all of her students to use the winter break as a chance to make some headway.
Winter break, I think, is just the point when students have a chance to catch up or get ahead.
She says many schools outside of the UC system are still accepting applications, and she says any student in need of financial aid should be well into the process.
I recommend to all families who need to consider financial aid to apply to the FAFSA if they're applying to any of the UC or state schools.
And for those early applicants that have everything set, she says it's important to stay academically engaged.
You have to keep those habits that have positioned you to be accepted early.
I'm David Welch, KNX News 97.1 FM.
Look for a mix of sun and clouds today. Temperatures mid-60s across the coastline, about 74 degrees in the valleys today. High 60s in the high desert and mountains in the 50s. So we do have some areas of wind as there is a wind advisory in effect across the I-5 corridor through the Grapevine, up through the Antelope Valley and our Ventura County mountains. So we could see gusts as strong as about 50 miles per hour. Otherwise, tracking a modest warming trend as we head, especially through Saturday. So temperatures on the rise and we are going to be dry through the start of the new year. That's your next weather forecast. I'm KCAL News meteorologist Alex Biston for KNX News 97.1 FM.
747 now, KNX News. Growing number of young people receiving prescriptions for weight loss medications like Ozempic and Wegovy. Janet Shamlian, sorry, examines why.
15-year-old Jeremiah Jimenez weighed 350 pounds by the time he was 13. But after less than a year on the weight loss drug Wegovy, he lost 65 and hopes to drop 80 more.
What's that like?
It feels good. I just feel stronger because I've incorporated strength training as well. So I just feel empowered.
These are once a week injections.
So. Susie Jimenez says she talked to her son's doctor about whether it would be suitable for him after she dropped 70 pounds on the same type of medication.
He's turned into a different person. Like his light has just been lit.
The number of prescriptions for young people for what's called GLP-1 weight loss medications is skyrocketing, from more than 8,000 a month in 2020 to more than 60,000 a month in 2023. They're FDA-approved for adolescents 12 and older. More than 20% of adolescents are considered obese.
There's no off-ramp for these drugs that we know of yet. So putting an adolescent on them sort of means a lifetime of being on them.
Maybe, maybe not. I'm hoping over time we learn how the off-ramp works.
Dr. Stephanie Sisley, who doesn't treat Jimenez, is a pediatric endocrinologist who says while the medication's long-term effects are unknown, the health risks associated with obesity are undeniable. The biggest problem she sees are insurance rejections.
70% of our patients are not able to get the medication.
Jeremiah's prescription was $1,100 a month until his deductible was met. It has since dropped to $25.
Big breath. Chest out.
Jimenez now works out every day and says he feels great.
I finally have something that works for me. I don't have to drastically change my diet. I just eat in moderation.
I think for me, it's been the best decision that I have made for him because I've seen him struggle.
Alongside behavior changes, it can be a winning combination.
That's good work today.
For young people with a lot to lose. Janet Shamlian, CBS News.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radner, along with series co-creator Craig Thomas.
In seasons 1 and 2, we were joined by Neil Patrick Harris, Kobe Smulders, Bryan Cranston, Ashley Williams, Wayne Brady, Jenna Fisher and Angela Kinsey, Joe Manganiello, and my brilliant co-creator Carter Bays, and now we are diving into season 3.
So whether it's your 50th rewatch or your first time through, follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.